The struggle for world power unites two seemingly conflicting forces into full international engagement: globalization and Jewish nationalism. Bolshevism may be extinct, whose goal was the obliteration of national distinctiveness, but globalization has taken its seat. Both are Jewish affairs driven by a supremacist will to place one, and only one, racial and religious national entity, while all others are obliterated, at the world's head, whose tentacles reach far beyond the borders of Israel. It should come as no surprise, then, that David Cameron of England called his chief rabbi, Jonathan Sacks, my rabbi, and the rabbi of all the citizens of that once Christian nation.
On behalf of the whole country, I want to say a very special thank you. When you were in Downing Street a few weeks ago, I introduced you to Prime Minister Netanyahu, and without thinking, I described you as my rabbi. It was a symbol of the impact that you've had on this country far beyond the Jewish community. Because over the past two decades, you have been not just a leader for Jewish people, but for all of us.
All opposing powers, whether Christendom under the monarchs, National Socialism under Hitler, Pan-Arabism under Nasser and its recovery under Assad, Pan-Africanism under Gaddafi, or Islamic theocracy under Rouhani, enter into the crosshairs of Jewish martial arm, the U.S. military. America lost its sovereignty in 1913 when Jewry's pawn, Woodrow Wilson, handed over the country's independence to the Jewish-owned Federal Reserve Bank's vice governor, the Jew, Paul Warburg, who consolidated the Rothschild Empire in America. And ever since, funding for two world wars laying the groundwork for the creation of the Jewish State of Israel, the subjugation of third world nations via its bastard child, the IMF, and the transfer of American jobs and wealth to China and India has been operating nonstop. Why should Americans be mesmerized by the contest between Yellen and Summers for chairmanship of the Fed? Both are Jews, set to replace another Jew, Ben Shalom Bernanke, who replaced yet another Jew, Alan Greenspan. Yellen will get it. It's already been decided. Women, whether Jewish or Gentile, are the new shills of Jewish hegemony, where the locus of Jewish power converges at the Jewish-owned Fed. With our jobs sent overseas, our economy ruined, yet our military bankrolled by Jewish fiat money, America's sole remaining purpose is to send Gentile youth to die in wars for the expansion of Jewish nationalism abroad. Enter globalization, of which all the levers that power its execution of international economic supremacy, Forex, letters of credit, SWIFT, are in the hands of Jewry. While the forces of globalization blur all national distinctiveness, only Jewish nationalism centered in Jerusalem emerges omnipotent. When a skunk by any other name smells the same, the wise take warning. Bolshevism may be dead. A greater threat to world peace has risen in its stead.